Dreamscape presents Never Enough Cowboy by Jenny Martz, narrated by Heather Firth. Chapter 1. She felt his eyes on her the second she walked into the old barn. Jillian Bennett dropped the 50-pound bag of sweet feed she'd just lugged across the alley and into the storeroom, and then stopped to roll her neck. Turning to go back for the other bag, she paused to look around the barn. The eerie feeling of knowing he was in there had a chill racing up her spine. The barn itself wasn't creepy. She loved the smell of hay and leather, and the soft sounds of the horses snuffling and moving around in their stalls. The pig was probably around here somewhere, and there were numerous barn cats. But they wouldn't be any help if he decided to come after her. Jillian cocked an ear. The dogs hadn't come out to greet her when she'd pulled into the driveway and parked in front of the barn, and she didn't hear them now. Her friend, Bryn, the owner of the horse rescue where Jillian and her son Milo volunteered, and Bryn's fiancé, Zane, must have taken them with them. It was Saturday, and her morning had gotten off to a rough start. She'd overslept and only had time to pull her mass of curly hair into a messy knot on top of her head and swipe on a quick brush of mascara. She'd thrown on a t-shirt and one of the wrap skirts she used to wear all the time to the beach when she lived in California, and shoved her feet into her favorite pink pair of chucks. She'd found Milo, who was 10 going on 40, the curse of an overly intelligent only child with a single mom, in the kitchen making pancakes, and he'd handed her a plate with a short stack covered in melted butter and warm syrup. The half she'd eaten before Milo's puppy Gus jumped on her and spilled the rest of the plate into her lap had been delicious. Her son was supposed to already be at his friend Mandy's house, and most of it had fallen on her leg anyway, so she just wiped it off as best she could with a wet cloth before grabbing her purse and racing out the door. She was regretting that decision now, as he finally stepped out of the shadows and faced her. The greedy gaze of his large, beady eyes traveled over her body, and she shuddered. "Stay where you are," she told him, using her most formidable librarian voice and holding up her hand. Her brain scrambled to process her escape routes. He was standing between her and the wide barn door.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?